everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today's topic is a good one. Relax.
Hi, everybody. We've been away for a while, we know, but Martha and I have both been on holiday, and now we're back and relaxed.
Yes, we took a break and now we're ready to get back on track. Nothing's better than an episode about expressions related to relaxation. It's gonna be relaxing.
Cue the new age music. And you've already used one of those relaxation-related expressions, Martha, to take a break.
Right. And Cindy, you actually took a break last week when you went to Paris.
That's right. I went to Paris for a long weekend. I had been working hard in the last few months.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Exactly. And I definitely needed to loosen up a little bit, to slow down, to chill out and get some rest.
To loosen up, to slow down, to chill out, to get some rest. Okay, got it.
You had definitely been in need of some rest too, Martha. How was your vacation in California?
Wonderful. I was eventually able to relax and unwind my mind from all of my activities as a singer, songwriter, and teacher.
To relax and unwind the mind. Right, which is as important as relaxing the body. Another great verb is to unplug.
To unplug, that is to disconnect an electronic device, isn't it?
Yes, and it's also used to mean to forget about the world, to detach yourself from job and commitments.
To switch off your cell phone, let yourself go, and just relax. Sounds good.
It does. So, were you able to unplug in California, or were you answering your email from the Sequoia National Park?
I did unplug.
So, you're not a workaholic. That means you're not addicted to work.
Well, when I'm working on a project, I work hard until it's finished. I just can't take it easy, and it's hard for me to unwind after a busy working period. But hey, when I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation, that's it. I hardly remember about owning a telephone. I mean, I need to recharge my batteries, so give me a break, okay?
All right, you made your point now. Calm your nerves. Isn't this an episode about relaxing?
Sorry, I guess I already missed the peacefulness of the Sequoia Park.
So, is that what relaxes you the most? Being in touch with the still, quiet, unspoiled nature?
Absolutely. Nothing can compare to it. Problem is, I can't afford to take an international flight every day and go to the mountains of California in order to unwind.
Not really practical, is it? So, how do you usually unwind after a busy day?
I relax by going for a walk in the park, doing yoga, taking a long bath, reading a good book. That's it. How about you, Cindy?
I flush my cell phone down the toilet.
Cindy, you must not flush your mobile phone down the toilet.
You're right. It does become costly in the long run. Bad idea. Do not flush your mobile phones down the toilet.
Thank you for that very useful public service announcement.
No problem. I like music to help me chill out. For me, music works like a charm. Two songs immediately come to mind, Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville and Corinne Bailey Rae's Put Your Records On.
Sometimes all people need is a single day to relax.
Sometimes they just need to switch the alarm clock off and sleep in.
It's just as simple as an extra hour of sleep needed to recharge your batteries. Isn't it great?
Yes. You know, there are a lot of great techniques to help you relax when you have a lot of work or studying to do, and you experience lack of concentration. such as diaphragmatic respiration or relaxation exercises. Actually, we can all start by taking short breaks during the day to allow our muscles and body to rest. We can open a window and breathe in some fresh air, keep our eyes closed for a few minutes, stretch our legs, and so on.
I'm totally with you on this.
Well, you should be. You wrote it. And if you can't go on holiday, at least to allow yourself a getaway from time to time, try a weekend at a spa, for example, or a one-day excursion somewhere.
Cindy, I was wondering...
What?
What do you think Barb does to relax?
Barb, the chicken truck driver that keeps calling me dang old Yankee.
Yes, she wakes up at 4 in the morning and drives her truck across the southeast of the States all day long. She surely needs to relax in the evening, but I just can't picture her listening to some chill-out music or doing yoga.
Cue the beer!
That's all, folks. Thanks for listening.
Come visit our website, www.myamericanfriendblog.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, Podomatic, iTunes, and YouTube. We are also available for private lessons via Skype. Just send us an email at myamericanfriendpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll reply ASAP with all the details. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have a relaxing day, everyone.
Bye-bye. And remember, take a little time out today to put your feet up, take a load off, and chill out. Take care, everyone, and thanks for listening.
My American friend.